No Whitfrog. There's no Lagavulin. There's no Cooley. Yeah.
There might be a few hundred bottles of whiskey and not a single scotch.
But, go ahead.
But yeah, this, I got some of those notes that you guys got, but and on the palate I got the dried cocoa, like a dried cocoa to it, and it just wasn't for me. I don't know how to describe it, but
it's not your palate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's fine.
So you have not one scotch in your house, no Macallan, no Glen, no gifts from a neighbor.
I have a pinch.
Ah, see, yeah,
there you go.
I knew there was one.
I thought you were giving that away by now.
Yeah. It's been there for 15 years.
Nice. Well, it's already 15 years on the bottle before it got to you.
Well, what did you think, Arm?
This is what Justin said. This is the stuff that was underlying the previous one, the faults. You know, I get the gingerbread. I get burnt toffee. I get almonds. Lots of almonds. Not quite marzipan, like more roasted almonds. He said... five spice, and I think he's right there. Lots of chocolate on the palate, on the finish. A little bit of orange peel, which you guys didn't mention at all. Raisin and nutmeg. I got that on the finish. The water, brought a drop of water or two, increased the fruit, and brought down the spice, which I liked.
If you take
I
a little,
this whiskey.
Take a little, swirl it around, let it sit on the tongue
there
for a minute.
There is nothing wrong with it.
And
this
then swallow, and that's
whiskey.
Where I get that umami.
Yeah,
I get the umami on the back palate.
Umami.
Yeah.
This one's solid. So we know they can make whiskey.
Yeah, it's almost unfair rating the first one because there's something wrong with that.
This one is because
this one's solid. So we're going to be rating the Seven Seals Sherry Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. Well deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey from Seven Seals, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Oh, you know what? Do they mean Seven Seals, like from the Revelations, the apocalypse?
That I couldn't tell you.
The Swiss are making whiskey, the apocalypse is nigh.
Apocalypse?
Yeah. I think the apocalypse is nigh. Seven Seals of Swiss whiskey.
All right,
this could be it.
Take it away.
So we have a Seven Seals peated port wood finish single malt whiskey. It's a 46% ABV, 92 proof.
So it's malt whiskey and peated. So, yeah.
And
so
I like you know,
nothing for Brent.
Every one of these whiskeys is 46% ABV. 92 proof is a good sweet spot. You don't have to chill filter. It's perfect.
Well, we'll be back. I'll tell you about this after the break. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and Brent's going to tell us about our last whiskey from Seven Seals. So tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the Seven Seals peated portwood finished single malt whiskey. 46% ABV, 92 proof. On the nose, the color's like a little darker straw color. So like a little bit of reddishness to it. Mm-hmm. On the nose, I get a light peated smoke on the whole nose. It just kind of, in a little bat, little, if you go underneath there, you get some, that five spice that he mentioned, you know, in the other one that I didn't get in the other one, but I got it on this one. And a little bit of honey, but you have to kind of fight through that. And then on the palate, I tried it again. It's the best way I can.
It's malt whiskey, and there's peat. We know it's not for you.
Yeah, the best way I can describe it is like licking a flat tire after you're getting after driving on the highway, and you get and you.
you get your flat tire and you just like lick that. And so,
is there a video? There's a,
yeah. Now the smell of rubber, burnt rubber, or burning or hot rubber, but is it's very not, different from this.
But it's not like overpowering. You know, it's like super overpowering, Pete. It's just it's like just on that edge where it's not for me.
Harm? Let's have Harm.
All right.
Point,
it's
counterpoint.
A beautiful red gold. The peat smoke is there. It's a woody peat. It's not an iodine-y peat. I got dried peaches, like you said, pears and raisins. The five spice is spot on. The palate's oily. It's a sweet peat, and the finish is long. I enjoyed it. The water brought out more spice, and the palate was, you know, all right. It just wasn't great, but it was good. Justin?
It was a fruitcake. And then the sap from a burning Christmas tree in the fire pit. What'd you think, Bob?
I thought this was the two that we know that are okay. I mean, I'm with Harm. I thought this one was perfectly fine. I think it's got a nice smoke to it. It's not and overpowering.
I could not tell it wasn't from Scotland.
No, yeah. No, absolutely not.
You brought me this instead of Scotch. I thought it was Scotch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well. Oh, we're going to rate the Seven Seals peated portwood finish. Well-deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Oh, thank you, Bob. And, I'm the Indian guy talking about Indian whiskey.
And we didn't pick him because of it. He just was the next guy
It was random, but purely coincidental. So Sangam World Malt Whiskey, 43% ABV, 86 proof. The Rampur Distillery was established in 1943 in the northern part of India in the foothills of the Himalayas, which is all BS because it's not that far north. But anyway, they have four sons. They've made a bunch of different whiskeys, and I'm going to edit all this because Bob wrote way too much. And they've been making whiskey and aging malt for 25 years, and they're finally ready to release their own Indian whiskey single malt. So in 2016, they released a Rampur brand in Indian whiskeys in Las Vegas.
Which we've done on the show and is excellent.
Very good. I haven't scored it yet, but I need it. The newest brand from Rampur is their Sangam World Malt Whiskey. Sangam derives from the Hindi word meaning confluence, or the merging of two rivers. So this is bigger than their parts, where there will be synergy, but this means confluence. So Sangam World Malt combines Indian single malt variety with different malt whiskeys sourced from all over Europe, the New World, and the New World, which have been combined in by the master blender, Anup Bhattik. So Anup did a really great job. This is an old gold on the nose and on the eye, and the nose is all about tropical fruit. I mean, I'm getting honey and flowers and caramel, Jolly Rancher, apple, pears, a little bit of rose petal comes back in the middle. I got white flowers at first, vanilla, nutmeg, a whisper of peat. Like if you take your nose farther away from the glass, then you get the peat. It's crazy. This, I could smell this whiskey forever.
Huge nose.
Brent, what do you think? This is amazing, right?
The nose go on and on and on about the nose, because I don't know that there's a scotch out there, a whiskey out there like this, that has a nose like this.
There's a couple, but they're so far and few between.
Yeah.
And the palate, it's creamy and fruity. The peat is so delicate. There's a hint, Brent said there was a hint of salt, which I didn't get until I added the water.
Don't add water to this one.
No.
All right. This one's not added water.
This is one of the weird categories. In India, they'd add a lot of water, so that's what I did. A hint of water made it too salty. A lot of water, like let's say you did a highball, made it perfectly a balance of fruit and salt.
This would be the bomb in a highball.
So I loved it. I myself
prefer just to drink it right out of the bottle as to doing it with a highball, but that's just me. But yeah, the nose on this thing is off the chain. I mean,
I smell it all day long.
It's like a bowl of tropical fruit. I mean, you can't name all the fruit that you get in this, and it's just right in your face. I mean, it's just huge. And I'm with Harm. This is one of those I could just smell. I don't even have to drink, but
never have to drink this one.
But you have to drink it still. It tastes amazing.
You don't have to.
But it's got this beautiful creaminess
Except
to
it's
it.
It's good.
It coats the tongue. It's very creamy. Fruit, the tropical fruit comes forward. And without water, that just slight hint of saltiness just offsets the sweetness of the fruit just perfectly. It's like, it's a southern thing, putting a little salt on your watermelon.
It's an Indian thing. Salt and pepper.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of oak. There's a little bit of vanilla in this. This is, I expect to know less from the guys who make rum pour. We've had several of theirs on the show over the years. I think we were one of the first radio shows to actually do them. And everything we've got from so far has been fantastic, and this is just as good. So,
and he has pulled out some great single malts.
Yeah. this is one that I could drink versus the other three I just had that I wouldn't. So I would drink this one in the house. I would smell it all day is what I really would do.
Yeah.
Justin?
Yeah.
So I got vanilla, dried prunes, fresh mown grass, and those little adobe pinon bricks. That when you burn, they're done. The pinon wood shavings.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is that what the PDF is in PDF?
Pinon? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You said Adobe.
And then on the palate, I got
not
like
that bright.
A basket of fruits, pepper, honey, slight whisper of peat. The end, it's just really sweet and mild. It starts off amazing on the nose. It's good on the palate. And then it's kind of a whisper finish. But I enjoyed it. I
freaking love it.
Well, we're going to be giving the Sangam, well, not giving
Sangam.
Them. They earned it. The Sangam World Malt Whiskey, a well-deserved 4 sips.
It deserves higher. You guys are racist.
I was with you on higher, but you
they
know,
whooped them Sangam style.
We've got some non.
It's an average,
here.
So
well, all right. I drink Scotch.
I will cut.
So
you.
Justin, tell us about
Scotch from you.
Tell us about our next whiskey, Justin.
So our next whiskey. Is Cavalan Vinho Barrique.
Vino.
An unholy alliance.
I am very aroused.
And it's from barrel, really long number, 59.4 alcohol by volume, or 118.8 proof.
So this is a single barrel called Unholy Alliance that has a barrel number, and you didn't give the number. That's fine, go ahead.
Yeah, it's really long. Cavalan Soloist Vino. Barrique is aged in American oak, red and white wine casks that have been processed using the STR process.
Well, what's the STR process?
The STR process was developed by the late Dr. Jim Swan for Cavalan in 2006. The used wine barrels are shaved, toasted, and recharred, which removes the acidity typically associated with wine cask maturation. For 2023, Cavalan only released 12 single cask strength barrels of Vino Barrique in the U.S. for 2023. This particular barrel, called an Unholy Alliance, was a 7-year-old barrel that was released in Massachusetts. So the color was a nice, rich brown.
It's mahogany, baby.
Mahogany, sure.
Dark like your soul.
Dark like your soul.
Yeah.
On the nose, I got vanilla, then a note of cab. A note of Chardonnay. On the palate, it was powerful, vibrant, fruity, woody. On the finish, it was sweet. It fades off to an amazing wood. What did you think, Harmeet?
I didn't get the Chardonnay as much as for the Cabernet notes. I got cassis and chocolate. I got honey, roasted nuts, raisins, cinnamon, and cedar. And I did mention butter. So that could be your Chardonnay note there at the end. There wasn't any like tropical fruit or mango or like citrus that much there for me, but more red wine notes for me came out. The palate was a little bit astringent with heavy tannin, with great grip and intense flavor. I added water, and then the water brought out even more of the spice. The astringency went down, the fruit came up. It's super complex, long finish with dark chocolate. I freaking love this whiskey too.
Yeah, this is like a great wine meets a great whiskey, and they work so well together that they're just, it's like, am I drinking a wine that's a whiskey or a whiskey that's a wine that, and the heat on it, it's 118, but it really comes through.
Oh, I couldn't even tell it was 118, not at all.
I thoroughly enjoyed this. You know, this is one. If somebody made me drink it, I would. Like I am, you know. So
if somebody bought him a bottle,
you know. So, Bob,
I'm sitting here drinking it, and I'm just having flashbacks to that trip that I made to Taiwan.
Yeah, it's
just
a lucky
bastard. Oh God, it's everything that Jim Swan created in one glass. The color on this, honestly, you could just look at it and be happy. I mean, the it's color dark. On this.
I mean,
is just,
the bottle, it's that's the darkest thing we got in this
dark,
room.
But if there's a ruby on the edge of it, it's just, it's so pretty.
Yep.
Yeah, the nose darker. On it.
It's darker than arm, yeah.
It's one of these, it's one of those whiskeys where it's just like, I don't even need to drink it. I'm going to, but I don't need to. This one, I just need to smell. The and nose
you know, it
on
is it darker is darker than
my skin. Yeah. I did the color test.
Huge.
The I mean, I think the nose on the previous tremendous. One was bigger, but this is a nice nose. Oh,
it's just, it's so well you know, done. I, like everything
know, I
they
think
do.
I like the Sungum nose better, but this is, they're both fantastic.
Well, different.
Completely right, different. They're completely yeah. different than each other. So,
and because we have a good relationship with the folks at Cavalon, we've been lucky to have tasted quite
you know,
a
few.
A
good
of
relationship
them.
Would mean they'd fly me there too, not just you.
No, they met.
We
you.
Have an okay relationship.
They met you. That's why you. That's why you're not there. But I've had probably at least half a dozen different. Releases of Vino Barrique.
I freaking love Vino Barrique.
And this is one of the best I think I've ever had.
Oh, a few years ago, it was world's best whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was the original Vino Barrique was the one that put them on the map.
Yeah.
That's the one in 2017. 16? I think it was 16 or 17.
16, I believe.
Let's see.
It doesn't matter. Come but on, we got no whiskey to go
that's
after this.
The one that made them, you know, that's the one that made them. That was World Whiskey of the
2015,
Year. 2015,
they won
just,
World Whiskey of the Year.
This one is just off the chain amazing. So what more can you say? The Cavalon, Vino Barrique, an Unholy Alliance, well-deserved 5-6.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably have to go to Massachusetts to get this.
And it's...
Unless you're us.
It's 5 sips because I don't have 6 on the soundboard, so...
It's only a good thing that came out of Massachusetts this year.
Well, we're going to go to our last whiskey now, which is from Lagavulin. So Lagavulin is an old distillery. They can trace their roots back to 1816. Fantastic whiskey. We've done quite a few of them on and off over the shows. But this is the Lagavulin 16-year single
malt.
It's
their flagship. That's what they make the most
of. Absolutely, their flagship. So 43% ABV, 86 proof. It's got a dark tan to it, a little bit off of straw.
It's hints of red in this.
Yeah, there's a redness to the edge, absolutely. It's just got that lovely, soft, rolling peat on the nose and black cherries and seaweed and some dark toffee. It's like going to Lagavulin, sitting on the dock behind Lagavulin, watching the waves roll in and the spray hitting your shoes as you're sitting there and just drinking it. I mean, that's
smelling a wood fire on the beach and there's seaweed and you can smell that brininess.
God, I've got
to get a hint of orange peel, but you didn't mention, but
I've got to go back to Iowa. I just need to go back to Iowa, please. Oh,
eat some sea urchins fresh out of the water.
Oh, yeah. That was the best. It's just, it. I mean, I love a Lagavulin anyway, but this is just, it's a standard. This is one that no matter, you know, no matter what mood I'm in, if I grab this one, I know I'm always going
to
be happy.
This and Talisker are my go-to for having with sushi. If you want a single malt with sushi and you're not doing Japanese whiskey, it's Lagavulin and Talisker for me.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. This was sushi with uni with, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really good. The smokiness and the saltiness plays off of the fish. Very, very
fantastic.
Well.
I bet it would.
So let's ask Brent. What'd you
it's
think,
a good
Brent?
Thing you asked me. So it's all smoke unless you add a little bit of water. And then you get that cherries and that salt that comes out of it. But it's a light smoke. So
you know what?
Well,
I remember you tasted this whiskey years ago, maybe 5 years ago. This was, you couldn't come near it.
He was on the floor, curled up, crying.
Yeah, he was crying.
It needs water, and you get some cherries and salt, but, I mean, it's still not my palate.
One of these days, man.
And, you know what? And this is going to be something that you have to like that peaty smoke that somebody's burning the side of the road, and you're going to go sit there and sniff it.
And this is the peat. This is different from the peat we had earlier. The other peat, we had more space. Woody. This is that iodine-y medicinal peat.
Exactly.
This is sea spray, iodine, use Band-Aids, the typical
This
Iowa
one is
peat.
Light.
Not too much Band-Aid.
It's light, but it's like a normal person is not going to like this
That's not true. We are normal people.
No, you guys are not normal. You're not normal. Normal people are not going to like this. They're not going to like that.
Oh, like he is?
Well, I'm more normal than you guys.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But you have to want and that smoky, that peaty, that burnt side of the road. You have to want that. I don't know why you want that.
He's one step from being Jack Nicholson. Going, I want to watch the damn World Series. Yeah, okay.
Justin, you got anything to add to this? We're closing up.
I agree with Bob and Harm.
Well, we're going to rate, in spite of you, we're going to rate the Lagavulin 16-year-old single malt whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
It's a 5-sipper, Bob, and you know it.
I know it, but I've got to adjust for the other two. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
You know, I did have pleasure down here drinking this scotch, whether people believe it or not.
Hey, if you didn't like Kavalan, there's something wrong with you. Thank you, Arm.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for introducing me to new Indian whiskey I've never had before. And, you know, anytime there's Lagavulin, I'm there.
And thank you, Justin.
Thanks for letting me bust it out, good old boy Justin style.
There you go. Yeah, well, other than Lagavulin, all new stuff today. So great. So, well, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
King switch came down hard.
It's easier with you. Sugar cane and switch became a flute. Blowing through it, inflate the sun. So that I can be gone.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.